It's Tuesday, the 2nd of July, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Gaming Grin Grincast. It's talk about games. Aaron.
Wow, I'm here.
Goes.
Yamcha.
And Jackman.
Dragon Ball Yamcha.
And I, as always, am Ace, not Yamcha. We're doing a streamcast. If you're listening to the recording, you can check out the video on demand on our Twitch stream or on YouTube, and you should make sure to follow us for future streams, streamcasts, and, you know, videos of all shapes and shorts. See what I did there? No? Anyway.
No.
You can also join the Game Grin Discord and play games with us and whatnot.
You can also grin with us.
They're listening to this. They're always grinning. Anyway, for this particular streamcast, we're playing Space Crew Legendary Edition. It's available on Steam. It came out in 2020, and none of us have ever played it. So we don't know particularly what we're in for. Will it be something new to love, or will we just play it for half an hour and then forget about it? We are, as is common for us, we're going to skip the tutorials. So without further ado, let's click new game, skip tutorials, and get playing.
Yay.
An Ivy Wharf?
Probably.
Oh god, what am I doing?
Oh, there is a slider for the music in the options, because this is a loud game that doesn't let you change the options from the main menu. I'm going to missions.
Mission sounds good.
Transport supplies. Let's do it.
I'm going to investigate some phasmid activity.
Oh god. Oh god, what's happening?
Okay, you have to launch the ship. Click on your captain.
Ready to launch. Here, we can start this truck. That's good.
Cosmic, Jeff, and Havilan.
You can accelerate time and slow it down.
Can I move the time back?
I don't think you can rewind time now.
You can slow time, but only for a limited amount of time.
That's in the next game, Time Travel Crew.
Wow.
Well, you can zoom out quite well. That's nice.
Dang.
Oh, there we go. Okay, this is going to be a disaster.
Okay, I'm just circling the space station. I think I need to plot a route.
If you press something, you can set custom nav points. If you press space, you can like set things. I'm not sure how to get to the objective.
Oh, I can self-destruct.
I don't need to hyper jump. I would just like to...
Okay, go to the thing, and then you can charge your hyperdrive.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get to an objective that's within 200 meters.
Press space and then left click it, or hold left click it.
And hyper jumping. Thank you, Jackman, for your tutorial.
I'm a good boy.
It's very, very nice. I do kind of wish that I had thought to use the control, not use the controller then.
I'm sorry. I'm being attacked. Oh, there's a Finnish name. Vahtinen. Focus fire.
Yeah, I'm under fire, so attack.
Don't think I'm hitting anyone, though.
Oh no, it's the Romulans! Actually, that doesn't make sense.
That would use the Klingons.
Oh no, it's the enemies!
Enemies incoming. Oh no. Where are the enemies? Oh, those are the enemies.
Oh god, my captain's dead!
I'm not having much luck fighting the enemies, so I'm just going to hyper jump to the next place.
Everyone's dead!
What?
This is not going well so far.
Okay, Miyazaki, repair the reactor, I assume. And escaping. Phew.
I think I'm going to die.
No, that's not allowed.
Aw, oh, come on. Just a bit.
Okay, I think I just went back to where I started.
I'm at near Mercury now.
Nice.
I sure am shooting these people. Wow, 200 XP.
I'm really glad we didn't do the tutorial.
Not sure it would have helped, mind. Okay, well, I learned how to target enemies. That's something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same way you target the waypoints. Press space, aim at it, and hope that it works.
Yay. So, my thing exploded. That was a quick game. I think I win.
For doing it fastest?
Yes. What happens now?
You try again.
New recruits. Recruits. This recruits a whole new gaggle of people. This costs something, maybe.
Gaggle of people.
Let's try that again. That was an easy mission. Clear out the plasmid forces. Let's try that again. There's no way it can be bad. This time with the Star Talon. Charging hyperdrive. Jumped!
Oh, I'm so fucked.
So yeah, there's a lot of moving parts that you probably do need the tutorial for.
Nah.
Oh, frick. I didn't realize that was where the shields were.
An engine has been critically damaged! Oh shit, I sent a crew member outside of the spacesuit.
Whoopsie doodle! Okay, I'm doing better this time. I'm winning.
I feel like she did really well, though.
One of my pilots, I think, is down. But hyper-jumping away from some enemies. Warning, asteroids. Okay, is there a way to just stop? Need my engineer to fix things. Okay, my engineer is on fire. That's probably not good.
That's probably not good now.
Okay, my captain put the fires out.
That's what your first officer is for.
Well, these people are very loud. Remember to keep attacking them. For some reason, it started losing them for me.
Yeah, if you're not selecting that you need to attack people, they'll just... Yeah, it's fine. Just just kill us, it's fine.
Oh no, I engaged hyperdrive with two of my crewmen outside. They're dead.
Oh no!
Stop sacrificing your crew.
But they've got red shirts!
Okay, I'm completing my mission. I'm delivering the cargo.
I'm returning to Athena Station.
Adidas Station?
Yes. Sponsored by Nike. Don't ask. Yay, I did it.
Okay, landing and delivering cargo. I don't need to get back safely, do I? I think I do.
I don't understand. How do I send people places?
You select them and you click it.
How do I recover people? God damn it!
I don't know. Don't have money for anything. Oh, away team gear. That's interesting.
Okay, launching for return trip. And since I have to go through the asteroid belt again, I'm concerned.
I shall now do the thing where I deliver things.
Ah, someone has died.
May they rest in space.
I also finally learned how to direct people places.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, wait, why is there a timer on the dying person? Are they not dead yet?
I think if you have the right gear, you can bring them back. I don't know.
I think you need to grab a med kit. Make someone grab a med kit and then make them go and heal them.
No, that's not what I want. I don't want you to grab that. I want you to grab that and then heal them.
Okay, jump into Venus on my way back.
You know, just casually jumping to Venus.
It's apparently the safe route.
I noticed that there was a like a selection of routes to try. That was nice. Yeah, one of the enemy spaceships just flew through me. I think that's a bit rude.
Okay, my the crewmen that I stranded in space are somehow still alive.
Can you go back and get them?
I'm trying.
Oh, so maybe.
I was invaded.
Oh, I see. You need to put one of your guys on a, I don't even know, tractor beam station and beam people on. Now the second one.
Under attack again. Oh dear. Reactor boost. Wait, what? My rear gun managed to destroy all of them?
Give them a raise.
I think I'm going to have to.
Oh, I did it too. Yay.
I also learned that the captain apparently is piloting the ship.
Yeah, I think the captain has to be in the ship for it to move, but it's not the captain who's directly piloting. Okay, I'm back at Athena Station.
Whew. Just had an epic dogfight that went rather well.
I think I'm docking. There we go.
Oh.
Right, let's get a mission results screen or something.
It seems you only have a certain number of healing juice in your tank.
Yes. Luckily, there are the med kits for emergencies.
Yeah, yes, emergencies.
That never happens.
Not in full Starfleet. Charging hyperdrive. Engage.
Oh, I got new recruits upon returning. So I lost one crew, but overall I've gained three because I've got four new recruits.
Oh, congrats.
I need to choose from these four recruits to replace my comms officer.
A neutrino storm sounds not nice.
There's Basile, Campos, Schmitz, and Ferrari.
Ferrari, of course. Because they go fast.
Ferrari is from Toronto.
Oh. Neutrino Flash.
Actually, of them all, Schmitz has the best stats. Education, none.
Yeah, I escaped.
Okay, I can upgrade my ship.
All right, I'm hacking a phasmid beacon.
My ship is like a fucking mess.
And so it seems.
Yeah. People leveled up.
Oh, I just jumped and left someone behind. Oopsie doodle.
Okay, my next mission is going to be rescue astronomer.
Oh, so I can customize my crew members. I can rename them. So you will be Ace.
Oh, frick, which one's this?
It will be Ace Lister.
Oh, that's not it. That's not it. Shoot.
You will be Aaron.
No, that's it.
Aaron is surname Frustrated.
Oh, there we go. That's it. No, it's transmitting. Ooh, that's how now. You know. No. Well, I've screwed that up. Shoot.
And the guy who kind of looks like he's naked and with a beard will be Jack.
I approve of this.
Oh, you can actually customize how they look. First name Jack, second name man. Wait,
hostile on ship?
Sorry, what was that?
Hostile life forms detected on ship. How do you...
Grab a weapon from the wall, make someone grab the weapon from the wall, and then fight.
Ace Lister, traits, 47 years old, interest, music, hometown, Rio de Janeiro.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's about right.
Ah, oh, man, I lost my engineer. Poor Bogdanov.
The awkward thing is that the shorthand for the crewmates is their surname.
Ah.
So I have crewmates called Lister, frustrated and man.
Yes.
For some reason, they weren't shooting, even though I kept telling them to shoot, until I put the ship in defensive mode.
Huh.
Okay, so running away at this point is probably not going to work. I need 40 more seconds, but... Okay, my shields are up, though, again, so that's good.
Oh, good. I delivered a thing. Everything is now perfectly okay.
I'm just going to spend 500 years customizing the ship's look.
Okay, made it back, finally. Everyone lived. There are holes in the ship, but everyone lived.
There, this will be nice. What's your ship's name?
Mine was the Space Talon now.
Metallic Meteorite.
Mine was the Chum Bucket.
Nice.
I didn't name it like that. Okay. I can't really get any upgrades. It says... Oh, I need research points. Okay. So I might as well just do another mission.
Yeah, same. Well, it's kind of cool that you see battle damage on your ship. Oh no, not enemies. I want enemies.
Okay, it's a security station. Which, I don't even know what it does. Oh, you can replenish shields here.
So I equipped some better weapons, and yeah, they're taking out the enemies a lot faster. I just wish they could take out these asteroids at all.
I wonder if there's like a mining laser you can get later.
Engage!
Right, let's get out of here. This is too dangerous. Hang on, what? I think I saw the body of my guy. Yeah, I can see the body of my guy. Oh no. I'm gonna go get him.
Oh no. Oh no, Captain, stay in your seat.
Hit him with sticks.
Oh, two guns. Dude. It's a hacking minigame, god damn it. What's the next one? I don't know. It doesn't look like I have that symbol. This one? No, it's not this one. I'm gonna fail this hack!
Aligned and ready to use tractor beam. We have a tractor beam? Oh, we do. Cool.
Ah, crap! That was supposed to be the safe route!
Well, if that was the safe route, just think how bad the main route would have been.
Exactly. Right, time to go home. I got the body of my missing comrade. No one will blame me for their demise, I'm pretty sure. If they do, I'll just say it was the aliens. Which is partially true.
Oh, the space station's self-destructing. Good thing I got out of there quick.
Oh dear.
And we're all being bombarded by radiation. That's cool.
That's completely within boundaries. Get me out of here. So, what do you think so far? Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, as I said earlier, there's a lot of moving parts. But yeah, it's like I was saying before, that it's kind of like FTL, but not. It's more mission-based rather than run.
Yeah. I shouldn't made Aaron my engineer.
Sorry, I'm bad at engineering.
Oh, I'm being boarded again. Are you kidding me? I just got rid of the boarders and I'm being boarded again.
Oh, rude.
We should build a wall and have them pay for it.
So true. So brave.
A space wall made out of space. Well, the SS Star Talons have better days. Almost that base. I hope. Need to charge? No, I want to charge. I want to go. Oh, I am charging. Get me out of here!
All right, I've modified my ship a little bit. Now check out the progeny. Yes.
The what?
The progeny. It is the reference. Yes. Yes. My progeny. I like the way he says it.
Come on, Jackman! Shoot that ship down!
I'm trying! Tell him to stop moving!
Oh, boarded twice, under fire, people badly hurt, and I managed to warp away.
Nice job.
And I found an escape pod. Ooh. Need someone to man the tractor beam though.
Come on, Aaron, put out that fire.
I'm trying.
I've upgraded everything once at least. What about training does? Can I do any training? I can just see what they've unlocked, right? Oh, when you're in the mess hall, you can see like news about your last mission. For example, engineer Thomas Boggy Woggy died because he forgot to come inside when I jumped. Let's name someone after Gauze. Gauze, what do you want to be? Would you want to be a gunner? Do you want to be an engineer?
Gunner.
Okay, I'll name the current Gim after you. His name is yours. And his last name is of yours.
Yay.
So clever.
No idea what he looked like, so I'm improvising.
Like a black blob. With smoke coming out of my head.
I thought maybe green blob. Yes, and a big mustache. Yes, that is my Gauze of Gauze. What are the missions? Ooh, away missions.
Looks like I'm losing two crew members because one's just expired before I landed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. It didn't tag it even though I tagged it? Oh, it did. It just told me that it didn't.
Huh.
Right, that was with upgraded armor, and I nearly didn't survive.
Oh dear.
Lost two crew members, even after reviving two of them.
I'm going to see what an away mission looks like. I'm scared.
Oh, there's away missions? Oh, goodness. Yeah. I have realized that I should probably wait to go to the next area until all of my abilities have restored.
Right, we've been playing for quite a while now, so I'm not going to take any more missions.
So what are we doing?
Giving our opinions on this game.
I definitely enjoyed it more as I've gotten through it, but I'm still not, like, I don't know, obsessed about it. I don't know what the right word would be. Like, it's fine. It's enjoyable enough. I don't hate it.
It's got a steep learning curve.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I keep feeling like I'm overwhelmed.
I think once I got the hang of it, it was all right. It's fine. Like I said earlier, I have a feeling it may run out of like upgrade stuff pretty quickly. The away mission seemed fun with a one trial basis, but again, that may just be my opinion now, and I may get sick of them quickly. But for a game that is, how many pounds was it? Like five?
$3.99.
Well, $3.99, it's not bad. It is
on sale. For full price, it's
$19.99. Oh. Well, I'm not sure what I think of $19.99, but for the current price, at least, it's fine. I mean, it's a nice little simulator. It's FTL-ish. There is some strategy involved, and it's got that sense of panic as well that you get.
Oh yeah, that's definitely there.
But what if I don't like panicking?
Ships shooting at you, ships docking with you.
Well, there are options to give you like a way to slow time and make it easier.
True. Oh no! I'm being boarded!
I did literally just talk about being boarded.
I've only been boarded once by two people.
I'm being boarded and like I had my gravity turned off, so the aliens are just floating around.
You need to grab a weapon, girls.
What weapon? Where's the weapons? Walls.
There's two of them, one in the bridge and one in the airlock where the aliens just came in.
Yeah, where is it?
Well, Jackman is doing pretty well just punching them.
I am good at punching.
The one holding the weapon, you need to click on him and then tell him to attack aliens.
Look, the crew members have like one brain cell to share.
No, they are military personnel, so they only do what they are ordered when they are ordered. Military service is kind of like autism.
It doesn't count if you've got bad skin diseases?
I said autism, not eczema.
Oh. While we bumble around for a bit more, if you, in the chats, or in the later future times of listening to us on a podcast or watching this on YouTube, if you have any ideas for games we could play, rather some freebies or nicely cheap ones, please let us know and we'll consider them. We may even remember to shout out if someone has recommended something we end up playing. Out of the games we've tried so far in our little streamcasties, which ones have been your favorites?
I've liked
the wear cleaner.
I quite like Doronko Wonko. Doronko Wanko.
Wonko. Yeah, I like both of those.
I also quite really enjoyed Helltaker.
But that required thinking.
I like thinking.
No, I'm going to rename my ship to that. No thinking! Exclamation mark.
It's then. Okay if you don't want to think.
I'd rather not. Nothing good comes of it. Oh, and if you happen to be a regular reader of the GameGrin website, you may also notice that we usually write up a small So I Tried article on the games we try here. Once we get round to them and decide who is tasked with this momentous effort.
Are you hinting, because I forgot to write it about the wear cleaner?
I may be.
And because I took a long time to write about Doronko Wonko.
Well, I wrote my one like 5 minutes before we started the next stream, so
That's fair.
Well, I always enjoy hearing your opinions after the fact. Once you've let it stew for a bit. Because the thing about games like these, especially when, especially like a slap shot rebound, and not Doronko Wanko, but multiplayers, for example, is the company you play with does a lot to mold the experience. Because if you're having fun with your mates, then anything's fun. Well, once you give yourself a bit to reflect and think and funk on it, and then you might come to other decisions.
When you doronk on it.
Just don't wanko on it.
Man, I'm really taking a beating. Wow! I don't know how I survived this.
Because of the Game Grin crew.
Yes. The power of friendship compels you.
Personally, I think I might continue this later on. I'm not sure.
I'm probably not going to keep playing myself.
I mean, I'm like, I was quiet for a while because I'm focusing on the game so much. So
I'm going to use Wii Mod to activate cheats and play some more.
How dare you?
Activate very easy mode.
Well, our editor-in-chief means that the things he said.
It's a single-player game. I can cheat if I want.
You can. You can do what you like, and you can make the experience what you want it to be. No judgment here. Only for myself.
Yeah, well done on getting back to base, Erin. I'll close out the podcast now.
Ooh. Yay! Well done, Erin.
Sorry for taking a while. No one died.
Wait, it I'm still finished. In space. Don't leave me.
You don't count.
We're leaving you in space, cause
engage hyperdrive.
No.
That about does it for this episode. So thank you for joining me, Erin, Gores, and Jackman.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. And of course, check out all of our videos everywhere. And our writings on GameGrin.com. And until next time, game on.